Good morning. 8:40. Yeah, 8:40 a.m. on the Tuesday, tax day, April 15th, 2014. 17 and a half. 17 and a half on the front half. I'm doing well to walk. I almost didn't come out this morning. Kid's sick, I'm sick, wife's sick. If I am suddenly caught, I will edit out any unfortunate bodily sounds in post-production. And I think I'll be all right, but it's that kind of day. It's like, oh, am I going to hurl or not? So far, not. I was hungry enough this morning that I ate breakfast. And I'm still looking for second breakfast to get ready for 11s so that I'll have my strength up for lunch. Yeah, I'm only slightly joking. So, yeah, kid's home sick today. She got up with a fever this morning. A relatively good one. And thermometer is unreliable. I may have to get a new one. But it didn't measure her temperature the same way twice in a row, so that's not a good sign. It's equipment failure. She felt really hot to me. And normally I don't have cold hands. My wife has cold hands. Everybody has a fever to cold to her because her hands are always cold. But my hands aren't. My hands are an instrument of delicate persuasion. No, not really. But over the years of being a father, I have gotten to the point where, yeah, I can touch a kid and tell if she's warm, tell if she's got a temperature. So I'm going by touch this morning and kept her home. She seemed surprised. But yeah, I'm not. The other part of it is, if I send her to school and school sends her home, I haven't done anything. I haven't accomplished anything. So if she goes to school and tells the nurse that she has a fever, then the nurse will call me up and say, she can't come to school with a fever, you have to take her home. So even if the nurse doesn't measure a fever, the nurse will call me up and say, you have to take her home. So, yeah, if it's one of those kind of messed up either way. So, kept her home. Wife stayed home because she didn't feel well. She didn't go to school. She didn't go to work yesterday. That was something. I got some work done. Speaking of yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was I went out and took the picture early while I was getting ready to take the kid to school. And I noted on it that I probably wasn't going to walk. And I was right, because by the time I got done with all of my errands, running the kid to school, dealing with therapy, in the grocery store, all the stuff I needed to do yesterday morning, it was like afternoon. So, Monday's early release day, so back to school to pick up the kid. More chores. It didn't happen. I had a feeling when I started the day out yesterday it wasn't going to happen. I was right. There was a point in the afternoon where I said, gee, I've got 40 minutes. I should go. And the phone rang. I had to go do something else. So, yeah, I'm out today. I feel like crap, but I'm out. I have this lung crud. It's probably like bronchitis or something. I get it 2 or 3 times a year. So anyway, on the agenda for today, because I'll be home before 9 o'clock. I hope I'm before the alarm goes off. I'll be home by 9 o'clock. I think I've checked time now. It's 8:40. If I'm back within 20 minutes, I should beat the clock by. Five minutes or so. 18 minutes on the back half. Should be 2 minutes. So, pick up the pace a little bit. I should be good by a couple minutes, or at least a minute. A minute is good as an hour, as long as I'm ahead of the clock. So, yeah, anyway, today is finish the paperback reissue of Full Share. Get the paperback issue of Double going. And this morning I got back South Coast from the editor. So I'm toying with that. I think what I'm going to do is catch South Coast up. I think what I'm going to do is edit an ebook, get the ebook ready, because the ebook file is what I use to create the paperback. And then create the paperback and get the paperback moving. So I can release the paper and the ebook at the same time. For one thing, going through the paperback will help me spot anything I may have missed. That's the one thing that going through Full Share, Double Share, or Full Share and Half Share has really shown me, is that in spite of the fact that they've been through multiple edits with multiple editors, there's still stuff that just ain't right. So I think that's probably what I'll do. Since it's never been released, I think I'll see if I can't do this one right and hold up the ebook for paperback quality assurance. What that means is that there'll probably be time between the time I get the ebook done and the time I'm ready to release. So if anybody wants an advanced copy to go over it and look for typos. Not yet, because I'll forget, but when it's ready to be read, I'll let folks know. You can tell me if you want to read it. Birds are going crazy this morning. There's starlings and crackles all over the place here. Not quite sure why. That's a robin up there chirping away. So yeah, about yesterday. Sorry about that. I looked this morning and realized that I hadn't posted anything on the blog yesterday, although I did put a note on the picture that went to Google Plus. But since there was no tweeted picture, I figured people would know that there wasn't going to be a talk or walk. Trash truck. Today's Tuesday, so milk. My brain goes jigga 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 based on all sorts of different clues. The clue there was a trash truck going by, and I'm thinking, is it Thursday? No, it's only Tuesday. Tuesday's a special day. Tuesday is the day I have to put the milk order out tonight, so I'll have fresh milk in the morning. Wow, they are going to town on this lot. Ooh, squirrel. There's excavation equipment and bulldozers and graders. They put in the Panera, and then beside it they put in a Chick-fil-A. And now behind both of those, they're working on flattening out the prairie. I'm not sure what's going to go in there. I don't know if it's something big, because they're working on a huge area. Or if it's just they're prepping the whole territory in preparation for several smaller shops. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't do a post today. Oh well. Sorry, Harlan. I thought of that because I just came by the monk post and slapped it. Roofers up there roofing away. I'm still getting calls about roofs. I still get a call about once a week, somebody who wants to sell me a new roof. No, don't think so. I need to find a house painter. Because I ain't painting this house, but it needs it. My wife wants to put on vinyl siding. We did vinyl siding in a house that we owned in Maine, and I have to say it looked good. Slaughter roofing. This house is older. This house isn't as old as the roof on my house. Of course, the roof on my house was just replaced a couple years ago. Oh, the shingles look terrible, though. Let's see why they're replacing them. Yeah, when we, I don't know, 10 years ago. It was probably more than five, but I don't believe it was as many as 10. We had the roof replaced with not the very 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 best impervious to everything shingles, but because we get a lot of hail, there's a hail backing that they put down. And a more durable shingle to stand up to hail impact. So the shingle distributes the force to the underlayment and helps cushion the fall so it doesn't batter the snot out of the shingles, even after they've been heated by the sun and frozen by the winter and all the rest of that for several years. It's supposed to be good for 15 or 20 years. It hasn't been that long yet, so I'm fighting. I suspect we'll have another big hailstorm well before the 15-year mark. And then we'll get the insurance company to pay for a new roof. Probably. It's cold this morning. It's not as cold as it was yesterday. Yesterday it was like 28 degrees. It was like, I felt kind of wimpy. Sunday, because it was 25, but it was so slimy out. It was been raining half the night, well, all night actually. Been raining all night. Had snowed on top of it. was still snowing. Snow got heavier through the day. It was just yucky. And then yesterday wasn't bad first thing in the morning. I didn't have time first thing in the morning. By the time I got done, like I said, the day was gone. It's like, really? Where the hell did that day go? Well, you know what? Some days are like that. Today everybody's home, so today I've got no special trips. Other than I have to go to the grocery store because I don't have anything to fix for dinner. Green. Everything's green. My lawn looks great, by the way. My front yard and my front backyard looks like crap, but front yard looks pretty good. I'll have to mow tomorrow. Maybe I'll mow the backyard tomorrow. It's too wet to mow today. Everything is soggy still. Very soggy. Weeping willows have turned all yellow. They're looking almost fluorescent in the subdued lighting. It's mostly cloudy. It's not particularly sunny, bright day. A big cat came out of the undergrowth. I thought he was going to tackle my knees there for a minute. Came bounding in my direction. I have a big gray cat. He's a 12-pounder. And every once in a while, I'll be walking down the hallway in the kitchen or someplace. And that's two different places, walking down the hallway or in the kitchen. Or walking down over the stairs. And he'll come exploding out of hiding and tackle me around the knees like he's going to take me down. It's such a... And then he'll stop and then bolt, his tail tucked up in the air in a sideways curl, and off he goes. I'm supposed to chase him, I think. So, I do. Oh. 17:55 on the back half, so I'm good by a few seconds in terms of beating the 9 o'clock alarm. I am just a few seconds, so what I'm going to do is, if I can get into the recorder, say I'm out the back gate, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.